4, and more news stories. Protests as planning inquiry gets underway. Dozens of protesters gathered in Newton Abbot for the opening of a seven-day inquiry into one of the most controversial housing schemes. Holding placards with slogans such as "Nature, not concrete," they sat in the public gallery at Ford House as a planning inspector began hearing evidence from all sides on three appeals linked to the huge NA3 scheme for 1,200 homes at Walborough. The most controversial is about drainage into Walborough Fen, a designated nature reserve and home to a number of rare plants. Builders Vistry Homes say the Fen is not at risk from water draining into it from the buildings. Objectors say it is, and delicate ecosystems are in peril. Before the meeting, Richard Dawes of Walborough Residents Association and an independent Teignbridge councillor said the wrangle had been going on for 15 years. Mr. Dawson said protesters wanted the developer to do what was agreed in 2020, and that was to protect the Fen. The overall NA3 Walborough development received outline planning permission in 2020 for more than 1,200 homes, primary school, employment space, community facilities, open space, roads and drainage.
Land handover to legally safeguard public use. Legal safeguards are likely to be included as part of the handover of 6 public spaces in Teignbridge to ensure they remain for community use. A statutory notice issued in May sparked a public outcry as it described the disposal of assets and led to many complaints. Teignbridge Council later apologised for the unnecessary alarm publication of the notice caused. Now it says legal safeguards will be included as 6 areas of land are in the process of being transferred to town and parish councils. The council says the exact terms will depend on the circumstances of each site and discussions with the receiving councils. The proposed transfers would give local communities more control over how the spaces are managed and maintained. The council says it recognises the legal notice that was published in May this year caused major concerns about the future of the sites. The notice used the legal term disposal, which can include transferring land to another council as well as selling it. The council received 152 objections and 2 petitions following the legal notice. Many respondents raised concerns about potential development and called for the spaces to remain available for recreation, health, well-being and community use. 6 of the sites listed in the notice are being considered for transfer to town and parish councils. The council has confirmed it is not proposing to sell these 6 sites on the open market. The proposed transfers cover Cromwell's Way, Bevy Tracy, Palace, Mead, Meadow, Chedley, Heath Close and Heath Hill, Heathfield, Prince Rupert Way and Naseby Drive, Heathfield, Ashburton Road, Newton Abbot, and also Courtney Park in Newton Abbot. A small strip of green space at Morningside in Dawlish was also included in the legal notice but is not part of the proposed transfers and is instead being considered separately as part of a wider review of assets that may be sold on the open market. The proposals form part of the Council's strategic asset plan, which aims to ensure Council-owned land and buildings continue to support local communities. A review carried out in 2025 considered whether council properties should be retained, transferred, developed or sold. It identified several sites where management by town and parish councils could give local communities greater influence over their future. Councillor David Pelothorpe, Deputy Leader and Executive Member for Economy, Estates and Major Projects, said, "We know how much these spaces mean to the communities that use them. Transferring them to town and parish councils would give local communities more control over how they are managed. We also expect to include appropriate legal safeguards in the transfer agreements to support their continued community use.
Dawlish Care Home staff and residents raised £7,000 for a gym. Residents and team members from a Dawlish Care Home took part in a walk of more than 15 miles to raise money for a new gym. 30 team members and 4 residents took part in the 15.2-mile walk from the old Rectory Nursing Home in Exeter to Sefton Hall Nursing Home on Plantation Terrace in Dawlish. Sefton Hall's manager, Gabriella Ogrinu, said, "It was a very hot day and unfortunately the minibus broke down, so we only managed to take 4 residents instead of the 8 we planned. Along the way, we met 2 relatives of residents who had previously lived at Sefton Hall, and they both kindly made donations." The walk took 7 hours and raised more than £7,000. The gym will be open to team members, residents and their families. Gabriella continued, "We all had sore feet, cramps and very hot heads, but the spirits were high. Everyone was determined to finish because the team is really looking forward to getting the gym equipped. Exercise plays a vital role in maintaining strength, mobility, confidence and independence for older people. The funds raised will help purchase specialist gym equipment that will allow the residents to stay active in a safe and enjoyable environment and the staff to stay fit and healthy." The route took the walkers through Exeter City Centre, down along the quay towards Dawlish. One of the Homes Activity coordinators and organisers of the sponsored walk, Lisa Birch, said, "This is the second time we have done this walk. The first time was in 2018, when residents also joined us for different sections of the walk. This year, Sefton Hall residents Angela Field and Wendy Staines joined the first part of the walk. Angela, who ran a guest house in Tynmouth for 21 years, stopped for a chat during a pit stop at the Double Locks pub. She said, 'I try and be sociable. We are doing the walk within the day and I'm joining in for a bit. We've been very lucky with the weather. The sky is so blue.' Wendy, another Sefton Hall resident, explained that she'd got up early to join the walk. She said, 'Someone said they would push in the wheelchair and I said, okay, I'm in. So I was in the first lot. I enjoy being outside and I've been promised a pasty for lunch.' John Gary from Gay's Creamery provided 30 pastries, cakes and cream teas to the walking fundraisers. Sefton Hall's manager Gabriella said, 'We received a very generous donation of £5,000 from one of our relatives who wishes to remain anonymous, and around another £1,500 from everyone else, including the staff.'